Welcome to the GWB podcast. In this episode, we continue our conversation with Leon, where we touch on topics like tuitions, Sunday mornings, a school trip to Goa, and a lot more. While all these episodes are heavy on nostalgia and sometimes linger on some inside jokes, I hope you allow your mind to wander a little bit and ask yourself, what were you doing in a similar time? And now, let's get started. So tell me more about your senior school.
Yeah, I mean, senior school, 9th, 10th, basically everything was studying and tuitions. That used to be the most, which would take up my time. That's how we met as well, right?
Yeah, we went to Hindi tuitions in Alsur for Mrs. Singh. You had a red Swift, which your mom would drive on a Sunday morning.
Yeah.
To drop you for tuition in Cambridge layout or Alsur, whatever you want to call it.
I remember it as Alsur.
So, now, actually, you know, that's very interesting. I want to ask you this. I've never asked you this, right? My dad would, like, pick me up. Pick me up, meaning same house, but, like, take me. And we'd listen to, like, there used to be one Radio City channel called Radio City 91.
0.9.
No, 0.1.
Oh, 0.1. Okay.
And they started a show called Chow Chow Bath. Chow Chow Bath is basically like old Kannada songs.
Okay.
So like in the morning, we would listen to that together. And it was a shared memory with my dad and me. Which I can think about like, oh, we heard this song, we heard that song. Then once we're done, there's a good chance we would probably go do grocery shopping. But depending on which shop we go to, I will realize what treat I can get.
Okay.
If you went to Namdari, I can get like a buttermilk. If I went to Food World, I know I could probably get like a chocolate.
Right.
What was your ritual before and after tuitions? Because it was a long ride for you and your mom as well. I'm pretty sure like your mom also would have like clubbed some other event.
Yeah. So, I mean, coming to tuitions was pretty much straightforward. Yeah. Just
be on time.
Yeah, be on time, listen to the radio. After tuition, we had a lot of family in that area. Also Fraser Town, also
yeah, a lot of men,
aunts and uncles. So I would usually go to one of my aunt's place, and then I would basically hang out with my cousins and eat some good biryani or chicken curry, coconut rice, things like that, and then stay there till the evening, just playing around, and. Yeah, my cousin had a PlayStation at that time.
So for you, Hindi tuition was like the price you had to pay to like for biryani and video games.
I don't look at it that way. I think regardless of whether I had tuition in that area or not,
you would have gone.
Still gone. Yeah, because on my mom's side, my family is pretty big. She has like 9 siblings, and. Almost half of them are on that side of town.
Mm-hmm.
So every weekend would all be spending time there.
Fascinating. Because like for me, like we'd finish tuitions, I'd get like that, the drive and lunch, and then like there would still be like get back to studying kind of a conversation.
Yeah.
It's so nice that it's different that you...
Yeah. It wasn't like every Sunday. It would, most of the times...
Every other Sunday.
Every other Sunday, yeah. Most of the times it would, go to tuition, again come back, same old routine. Go get your books, do your math, do this, do that. Yeah.
Well, in the second half of this podcast, I like to go into broader themes, right? Like to go into broader themes about... there's two different aspects, right? One is, first of all, on like... things you did at that age influenced who you are right now, but also on how some things that you experienced at that time was different from what I experienced. Like a simple example was both of us finishing Hindi tuition on a Sunday afternoon.
Oh, I forgot to mention about after sync, right?
The Xerox sync,
yeah. That would take up a lot of my time as well.
Okay, so actually, that kind of, you know what, like, I don't want to undermine that. Were you a good note taker?
I don't know if I was, but
Did you write in different notebooks? Did you write all the correct notes in the correct notebook?
I try to, yeah.
And did you submit it and get it corrected?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, so
I was a goody two shoes.
You're a good note taker. Yeah, which I think some of us just didn't give a shit after a point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we had people like you who saved us many times. How did you learn to write fast?
I guess fear of getting thumped by my dad. Yeah.
It was never school who scared you. It was always your parents who scared you.
Yeah, yeah. They always wanted me to, you know, be good and get good grades and, you know, study well and things like that.
No, good grades is different. Like in my case, like,
mm-hmm.
if I got the good grades, my parents would, like, back off for a bit. But good notes and good grades were two different things.
Okay.
In our family.
Yeah, yeah. I think the thing is, with good notes, whenever we submitted our notebooks to get corrected and things like that...
Not me, but yeah.
What would happen if we screwed up was get remarks in our diary, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I would get shit for that at home if anything was messed up in my diary. So yeah, anything, you don't bring a textbook or something.
Mm.
You get that remark in your diary, right?
Yeah. Do not bring book, please. And like, and for teachers, like, they never wrote on the line. They always mm-hmm. like, so they would, yeah, sure. Scribbled. And they complain about our handwriting. But yeah.
Yeah, and we had to get it signed by our parents every day.
Yeah.
So yeah, my parents were like, they would go through each and every thing.
As they had to, yeah.
So yeah. I think that's where I had to make sure, you know, I don't screw up.
And that mattered to you as well.
Mm, yeah, I guess at that time.
It makes sense. It makes sense. Well, let's go to some broader topics, right? So you don't have to like limit it to your time at Cottons. You can go to Germans as well. But what do you think at that time was like your biggest challenge?
In Germans was so far back, like, I really don't remember much.
Mm.
Cottons, I would say, biggest challenge. This is hard to say. I mean, I guess that initial part itself of making friends. And one thing I wasn't used to was the shuffling after every year.
Oh, wait, you're saying in other schools they just kept the same batch the whole time?
Yes, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It was the same people.
Huh.
And so coming to Cottons, you get shuffled after each grade, right? Third, fourth, fifth. So it's like hard to maintain the same friendship with the person. You're good friends in fourth standard. And then fifth standard, you never know where you might end up in a different section.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I mean, initially, okay, you might meet lunch break, break time, whatever, hangout. And then you drift away. You get your own friends within the same classroom. So I think that was a challenge. I mean, at the end, you get to know more people. But how many friendships are really long-lasting when you keep doing that?
Fair enough, yeah. Oh, actually, I never thought about it that way. Now that you said it, I'm trying to think about a different situation, like my situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every time, like, the new class was announced, it was like, now, again, like, as an adult, it's like me looking at an IPL team, being like, who are the new players in the team? They're like, oh, this guy's there, that guy's there. Like, oh, yeah, I kind of know him. I don't know him.
Yeah, see that.
So, like, there was a good chance that there was some overlap. I would, like, find the guy I know to sit in the same
place. Correct, yeah. That's what I used to do as well. Yeah. Same thing. Yeah, find someone you know and chill with them.
But then, like, okay, but what I meant by challenge is not like just that. It was like, what was something in your life back then that scared the crap out of you? And you were like, man, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this.
That, I would say the only thing that really challenged me was Hindi. I hated Hindi. Second language for
the
me.
The subject.
Yeah, the subject. I couldn't learn another language if my life depended on it.
And no, but you speak, but today, present day, you speak Hindi, you speak English, you speak yeah. Tamil.
Mm-hmm.
You speak a bit of
Tamil. I think it was a thing that it was forced on me, you know, like I had to learn it, even though I wasn't good at it. I had to learn that language and I had to do well overall, you know, because the entire ranks and all that crap we had in school. So Hindi was the only thing that would pull my grades down. And that was the tuitions and all that stuff that studying Hindi up most of my school days.
Really?
Yeah. I would have to practice it like pretty much every day.
Was it the writing or was it like...
It was the writing and also like the way I learned it was mugging. We had those question and answers, right?
Yeah.
I used to just mug up those question and answers. I never really understood the language. Like, what am I learning? What is this translated to? In English and things like that. You know, I never actually understood that. I would read a question and I would know, like, okay, this is the answer for this that I had memorized. And I don't know if it was me, but I just couldn't, like, study Hindi. It was horrible and I never used to get good grades in that and it always used to take up most of my time.
See, that's really interesting. Like, so do you feel like if you didn't have Hindi, you would have done better in your school?
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, and this is, the thing is, Hindi was there like 10 years of my life, right? From first standard until 10th.
Yeah, yeah. So Germany also you started Hindi?
Yeah.
Fine.
So the entire 10 years, looking back, I mean, the way I learned that language was completely wrong and the way it was taught to me also was completely wrong. And, you know, so much pressure... forcing someone to learn that language also. I mean, it was a complete waste of my time.
And also that 10A, your class teacher was a Hindi teacher.
Yeah, sure.
No, yeah. So that didn't help either, right? Because because that becomes your primary version of who you are. But it's like, do you feel like, have you enjoyed learning languages after and before that? Or do you just like not? Because like you speak fluent Tamil. Like, I know this. Bangalore Tamil.
Yeah.
Right? you can speak very well about that. Kannada, I mean, whenever other people hear this, will refute how much Kannada you know.
For sure.
Yeah. People in the other room as well. And Hindi, of course. But, like, so do you feel like languages, like, has there ever been, I mean, like, an excitement to learn a language? Or?
Yeah. So... Like now, living here in the US and especially San Francisco, you have like a huge Hispanic population. So I love Spanish and I've been trying to, you know, pick up on that and learn some Spanish. And also, I mean, recently we went to Mexico where I was trying to, you know, use the little Spanish that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And then... Amulya would get so pissed off because I tried to start speaking in Spanish and then they reply completely fluently in Spanish and then I'm like, no hablo español. It's like, why do you even try then?
It's the equivalent of Kannada gotilla.
Yeah. Then, so that's been fun, you know, when you don't have to forcefully learn something and you're doing it out of your own interest, that's what makes the difference.
So the reason I'm asking you this is like, did you ever think back then that you don't have the ability to learn a language or did you just like dislike the curriculum? Were you able to differentiate between the two?
I mean, since I never had experience with learning another language apart from English and second language was Hindi, maybe a third language we did have Kannada, right?
Yeah,
I sucked at that too. yeah, it was hard for me to learn that also. But the thing is, with that, it wasn't really included in our grades and things like that, no? You know, the overall grading system.
You couldn't be failed.
Yeah, exactly. So it didn't really matter, you know, even to my parents. And all they cared about was, like, you know, how it affects my overall grade.
Yeah. ICSE related.
Yeah, exactly. So Kannada was not that, they didn't really force me to learn it. Like, whatever I knew, I wrote down.
Mm.
Yeah, pretty much sometimes pass, mostly fail. Mm. But nobody cared. So it was fine.
If you had to break down junior school, middle school, senior school, and ISC,
mm-hmm.
and you had to rank them 1, 2, 3, 4,
mm-hmm.
how would you do that?
I would do ISC first.
See.
Then middle school.
Okay, yeah.
Junior, then last senior.
Senior was shit, right?
It was just shitty for everyone, I guess.
Not everyone, except the people who made it messed up for us.
Yeah.
So I would have ranked it the same way. I never thought, like, I'm the only person who felt that way.
Yeah.
But ISC being first, like, what was different in ISC for you, which was different compared to, like, everything else?
I think, like, in... just before ISC, like 9th and 10th, everybody had their own groups, right? And there was this cool group and all these cool guys, things like that. But when we came into ISC, I think we were all of the same wavelength.
Mm.
There was like no cliques or anything that were formed. It was nice. Like everyone were nice to each other.
More aligned.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I think we were all more inclusive in a way, right?
Yeah.
If that makes any sense. Like, because, like, I was talking to somebody else, and I was just like, that's the reason, that's my two favorite years.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I didn't have to deal with the drama of which group is cooler. Like, it was like, this is my group.
Exactly.
I come into school to hang out with these guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Not to, like, work my way up in a group.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like... Yeah. You can be you and we like you for you.
Correct. Yeah.
There was that level of trust and care for everybody.
Mm.
I feel like there are some schools, like not schools, but like some people who came from other places who didn't go through that. So like you can feel like they're trying to be the alpha.
Okay.
And I'm sure you've gone through that as well. You've met people like that.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like I think the nicest part of our group was like we never tried to be the alpha.
Mm. Correct.
Right. Like, even there was an alpha, in something.
Mm-hmm.
But not the alpha overall.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone played football better.
Yeah, correct.
Someone was smarter than us in physics.
Right, right.
Whatever it was. But it was like, overall, it was a good group.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we all were, like, pretty friendly with each other. And, you know, we didn't, like, try to exclude anyone from anything.
It was very inclusive in a time before the whole woke world, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a pre-woke world, we were quite inclusive. What is something you feel like was a big deal back in the day, which now it does, when you look back and like, why the hell did I waste time on that?
I think back in high school, probably would be like trying to show that you have some pull.
Everybody did. No, sheesh, my pull is innocent to me right now.
Off.
Yeah, I think everyone will like, oh, I got this pull, I got that pull. Trying to show off, come to LCD, this, that.
I will drop coffee.
I think that was the dumbest thing, looking back at it, like trying to look cool.
Gangster capital.
Yeah, trying to get more pull just to get some street cred.
So tell me, what is your story with trying to get pulled? Like, why did you ever need to get pulled? Like, if you were busy studying and writing your notes correctly, when did you need pulled?
Because it became such a hot topic at that time. Like, everybody was just talking about it. Mm. Oh, this is my pull. This guy's my pull. I have a cousin here. This, that.
Like, did you actively seek pull?
No, not at all.
But did you know that you could ever have pull?
No, I knew I could never. Like, who did I know? If I got into shit, there's nobody who I can call who can come fight. I mean, yeah, I was a pretty non-confrontational guy anyway. But I think at that time, like, that was the thing. Everybody wanted to look cool and say, like, yeah, I have pun. So I think it was just, like, peer pressure.
No, it's something.
Yeah, just say something.
Are you ever intrigued by life's mysteries? Do you spend time contemplating existence, purpose, and emotion? Then, author Aditya Hegde's book, Under the Tree, is a must-have for your library. Venturing far and wide, imbibing learnings from many philosophers and ancient sculptures from across the planet, this captivating book takes you on a quest through dialogue between a serene monk nestled under the shelter of a majestic tree and the diverse beings who cross his path. Under the Tree by Aditya Hegde can soon be ordered on Amazon and Flipkart, and the ebook can be available on Kindle and Kobo. And now, back to your podcast.
What is something that we did not speak about, which you feel like, at least through your memories or our conversation, that you would like to talk about?
About school?
About anything, like from the conversation, like I brought back some memories.
Mm-hmm.
So have you missed something? Was there something that came at the tip of your tongue you want to talk about? We can talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, ISC was a good time. What we didn't talk about was a Goa trip, I guess.
Oh my God. Can we go into that? That is I'm probably one of the best stories we've ever had. And I need to call everybody else, almost everybody else.
Yeah.
Not everybody else for the specific reasons, but okay. Let's talk about that, right? So tell me your version of the Goa trip. I want to tell you what I agreed upon and what I did and what I didn't live with.
Yeah. I think the whole trip started from the time we entered the train.
Yes. Our school decided to send a bunch of
12th graders,
males.
Yeah. Right. It was, I think, a three, four-day trip.
Yeah, to go to Goa and be tourists. So we saw some forts and all that. Anyway,
beaches,
the water world. That being said, let's talk about our version of the Goa trip. Tell me.
Yeah.
It starts on the train, right?
Starts on the train. Going was... okay, it was fine, uneventful, while going, at least our group.
We still stopped in that Dudh Sagar Falls, we took photos and all that.
Yeah.
Eventful in a pleasant way.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the journey was nice. And then, while on the train, we had to come up with our groups to...
Room,
yeah. Our bunkmates or whatever, roommates. Mm. And we were... Four in a room
with a queen, with a king bed. Oh, you are two
queen. Oh, no.
It's one king bed, bro.
Yeah. Some people got two queen beds.
Ours was one. I mean, yours was one king. I've been.
My our room was one king bed. Yeah.
Four people in one
people.
Well, you put like three dudes in, like, you actually four could fit, but like one person could
on
also
floor.
Get a mattress. Like,
yeah,
pay
yeah.
for that also.
Yeah, I think there was three on the bed and one on the mattress.
Yes, I know.
So we had to come up with our groups.
Mm.
So I think most people had already figured out who they want to room with. It was pretty straightforward. Few groups, I guess, were short of one or two.
Nothing.
One,
you, people, no.
One person.
No. Boys. You guys were actually like a prime pairing. At least two out of the four of you were meant to stay in the same
place. Yeah. Two out of the four of us were only together, and I was just third wheeling with them.
Mm.
And then we had space for one more person, and we didn't know who to choose. So if you don't know who to choose, it gets randomly assigned, right?
Correct. But if you had picked me, we wouldn't have had this drama.
Yeah. Definitely not.
Ah, okay, go on. Now tell me more.
So, fourth person, I guess it was randomly assigned. And we all go to our room, check in and everything. One queen bed, one king bed, three guys on it, and one mattress. Mm. And obviously, one of us was the tallest. So according to their logic, was they get the mattress on the floor.
Yeah. So he's not Daga Junni with that. Go on.
Yeah. So that was our living situation. And then I think the first day first outing was to a beach with all of us. So we go to the beach and the fourth roommate and we're all on the beach and basically it's a bunch of like 50 guys in the ocean.
No, also like not even guys swimming, real swimming clothes, bro. They're wearing banyans on.
Yeah. So like, anything you that you could find.
Yeah, you could see every body part you didn't want to see.
Yeah. And that's not even the best part. The best part was Karyana and the other teacher.
Yeah.
Who had tied a rope in the ocean and we weren't allowed to go beyond that rope. So we were all having fun in the waves. Big waves crashing. Mm. And you know, the genius decided to wear his glasses in the ocean.
Yeah.
And a big ass wave comes and knocks it off his face.
Mm.
And obviously he tried looking for it, couldn't find it. And don't know how bad his eyesight was, but apparently he was pretty much blind without his glasses. And we had our dinner, went to bed. Next day, we all wake up for our next trip or whatever, next outing, go to a fort or whatever crap. And Goa is obviously hot at that time.
Yeah.
So our AC has been running.
Yeah.
And whenever we leave the room, we turn off the AC.
Because
all of us are going out.
When we all learn devious and we're responsible.
Yeah. So this guy loses his glasses and then the next excursion. He's like, I can't come out because I can't see shit. I have a headache or whatever excuse. And he didn't want to come out and decided to stay in the room. And obviously with the AC running, we go out, have a good day at the fort, whatever.
Sightseeing,
cruise, whatever. Come back to our room. And, before we went to bed, three guys in one bed, our man, the blind guy, lets us know that he sleeps topless. He cannot sleep with a shirt on. So the next thing was deciding which one of us has to sleep next to him. And obviously we do our rock, paper, scissors, crap. Loser had to sleep next to the topless blind dude. And anyway, so we finish our excursion, come back. This guy's still in the room, sleeping. At that point, we noticed that the room's kind of warm. And we thought maybe he turned off the AC or something. Went to the AC, tried turning it on, doesn't come on. Start, stop, whatever, unplug, plug it back in. Not working. Basically, AC's gone. And this guy, we asked him, what happened? He's like, I don't know. I didn't even know it was not working. And then, so this whole resort is completely booked because of us.
Yeah.
Every room is gone, sold out, right? We called the resort people, told them AC is not working. They came, looked at it. Nothing we can do, sir. So basically, hot ass room. We had to sleep. Next night with him, topless.
Ah, because, okay, so now here's my point. Like, where was he in the, at this point, on the bed, where was he in the position?
So obviously we did not want him in the middle. So we kept him on one of the sides. And I think Suhas and I kept having turns to who's going to sleep next to him. Yeah, basically going to bed was waiting for next morning to come for Karyan not to come and wake us up to make sure we get off on the right side of the bed.
You want to wait for that?
I don't know.
I know one person.
Aarom, he came to Aarom, but yeah, that was fun. I heard, some guy got off on the wrong side and he's like, no, no, go back into bed, daddy. Get off on the right side.
That was funny.
Yeah. Oh, crazy. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, I remember that story. And then, I'll not implicate you in this. But
and then
the story goes on.
Yeah. So, yeah, pretty much the three of us are like completely pissed off with him because he's basically ruined our trip.
Yeah.
With screwing up the AC and then having to sleep with him topless. Him topless. Yeah. And we were not very happy. But we managed for the rest of the trip. It was fun.
Until. See it. We got onto the train.
Yeah, the journey back.
Okay, on the train back to... Okay, we'll get to that. I want to ask you a different question there. So, we got back on the train, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so like... somehow, now we're all aligned and we're like... all in the same bogey or same compartment. Or
yeah. Whatever.
And we're chilling peacefully, okay? And then at that point... when we played our games, which that's a different conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was funny. Now, around 11:30, 12 o'clock, we're all faking our sleep. This exiled person decides to not wear his fake glasses and come and touch it.
Everyone.
Everyone. Okay. He tried to touch my face. I declared my name, so he didn't touch me. But, and then if you hear Leon laugh right now, apparently it is a distinct laugh. He could figure out who it was. So we went through that. And I don't know how many people understand how the Indian railway trains were set up, right? We have like three-tier
bunks. Yeah,
bunks, three-tier bunks. The tallest person we knew wanted to be on the
top bunk. Yeah,
right? Mia may not be Daga Jani Avata on that front. So he has touched everybody. Some of us were like, okay, great. I was like, don't touch me. I know unnecessarily who I am. But the person he touched on the top, it was a bigger spank on the buttocks. And it lingered and whatever not. So,
and that person couldn't go back to sleep.
Yeah, and the person was a little upset.
Yeah, to say it nicely.
Mind. Yeah. So that person went and after some point woke up and found the person's camera and deleted all the pictures. Not all the pictures, just the pictures of them.
He was in a mood for revenge. There was the only thing he woke up and what was on his mind was revenge against
Vazipur. It's like Bapka. It was just like, it was revenge left, right and center.
Yeah.
And that was amazing.
Takes the DSLR. And
deletes only his pictures. Which is, I think, very ethical, to be honest with you. It's like...
I mean, he did leave a few nice ones on there, so that was nice of him.
But yeah, man, that was a great trip.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I think ISC was in my...
We had quite a good fun
time.
Was ISC like the only... Was ISC like... So, I bring this up now because the only time I truly treated my friends for a birthday was the time we did our joint birthday. Right?
Yeah.
Did you treat people before that?
No, not... I think the treat... Chocolates? Yeah, just chocolates. Like, going out for movie, KFC, all this stuff.
No, all this stuff means one time, bro.
Yeah, I think that was in IAC and I think, yeah, 10th standard, that's it.
Okay.
Up until 10th, yeah, it used to just be like chocolates.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing more.
Because like, we have a good, because like that was like a solid plan, right? Because like my guest list and your guest list had an overlap, but it also they didn't.
Yeah.
Good, but we had good fun there. What else we can talk about, which is part of the podcast, which we can discuss?
I don't know. I like our impromptu Hosur trips.
Oh, but I was in school. There's a story behind.
That was just after board exam.
We were studying.
Yeah,
studying. We'll come back to that another time. But like, I feel like that's another half an hour. We can't half-ass it.
Yeah.
Thank what else?
It's on episode.
But like, what else do you think we can talk about other than Osur?
I don't know, not much. I guess, I think ISE, everyone got serious with their IIT JEE. People who go for tuition for tuition.
First day, second day.
We had individuals in our class who went to tuitions for ISE, and they also did IIT JEE training. And then they went for tuitions for IIT JEE training. Yeah. That was fun.
I'm gonna get him on the podcast, bro. Like,
how lightly we took I took CET.
Well,
I had no idea how important that shit was. What?
You took it lightly.
I did.
Okay, then why have you been like guilting me for like me this for distracting?
Because you should have known some shit.
No, are you mad? Okay, backstory, right? CET is what?
Common entrance test
in Karnataka. Okay,
see, yeah, because we, first of all, studying for our 12th grade board exams was a massive pain in the ass.
Yeah,
and all. Our parents and everyone keep telling us, like, after that, you don't have to study. Just finish that board exam. You'll be free after that.
Life will be set.
Exactly.
What does life will be set, bro? Yeah.
Board exams get over. Then they say, no, now you have to study for CET. And I thought, okay, to get into colleges, you know what? These ISE grades will be enough. But apparently, that wasn't the case, which I learned very late.
Now... We'll come to this. Okay, so I got into college in America, but like my parents are like, just write CET just because. Now, everybody else in that room had somebody on the other side of the bench who had also studied, except one person.
So, me being Leon, L-E-O-N, we were arranged according to our, arranged in alphabetical order. So, L, M, there was no N. Next person in my class was N. N-I, Nikhil.
Yeah, so we were on the same bench. And there was no scope of copying because I didn't give a shit about that exam. I was just like pensing. But I got a rank, bro.
Yeah, everybody will get a rank.
No, I got 14,000.
Oh, yeah? Shit, yeah.
Like, without trying, which doesn't mean like I was smart. It was a little more about like permutation combination, whatever.
Right.
But it was like, I think like everybody else in the class were like having fun because like it was good fun for like them to chill with their friends. We had fun as well, but he just did not have additional help on one side of the room.
Yeah, unfortunately.
No. But he still did well. He's now in San Francisco on a in a high rise looking at...
I mean, yeah, it was salad. Fun writing the exam in a fish market. Oh, sorry.
Say that again one more time. Say that one more time.
It was not a fish market.
Shout out to the person who knows what I'm talking about.
Inside jokes.
Inside jokes. So we had a good time. And I think it's just nice to learn a lot more background about where we came from. Like I said, the whole point of this podcast is not about what we had in common. It's about what we didn't. And I think I learned a lot more about you on this front, which is important. So, anything else which you want to discuss?
No, I think we pretty much covered it. It was a good conversation.
Yeah. Perfect. Anyway, so this was a great conversation with yet another good friend of mine, Leon. Thanks, Leon, for this lovely conversation.
Thank you for having me on here. Can't wait for you to get famous.
No, I'm not going to get famous. But I'm happy that... but I'm pretty sure like we'll do like a couple of compilation and like specific topic podcasts, and I want you to come back on it. Will you come back?
Yeah, definitely. And we'll also include some of the others.
Yeah.
Have a nice group discussion.
Yeah. And have a lawyer also. Anyway. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you so much. And thank you all for listening.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode. It is fascinating every single time when I learn about what was someone's challenge in school. Today was no different. Hope you enjoyed that genuinely entertaining episode with Leon, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.